Blog Talk Radio.
Black Noise Radio, Sunday,
Afrika.
Travel from success to significance. But what does this might be. Might be a stage in your retired life, might be a stage in your life with a significant other, might be a stage on the job, might be a stage with your family, might be, no matter what stage you find yourself in. This morning, sisters and brothers, the good news of Jesus Christ is this. It's fine to strive for success, but God is inviting us not to get so addicted to our success that we do not attain significance. And so, this day we reflect on what does it mean to move from success to significance. Lloyd Reed, in his book, From Success to Significance, unfolds a blueprint that has helped thousands of men and women redefine success and infuse their lives with eternal significance. He describes how to discover where your deepest passions can intersect with whatever those abilities that God has given you, wherever that intersection takes place, and then to be able to harness it so that you can change the world. And so we are invited to continue to discover God's unique purpose, power, and platform set aside for each one of our lives. God's specific purpose, power, and platform set aside for your life. So allow your talents and your drives to move you from vision to victory. Everything you are will make sense in a new way and enable you to move from just dreaming to the actual destination that God has for you. Significance, you see, is within your reach, and it starts by finding the courage to serve others. You see, sisters and brothers, significance is within your reach, and it starts when we have the courage to extend ourselves in the service of others that will enable us to lead from ordinary lives to extraordinary lives, that will enable us to transition from success to significance. Many people measure their success by wealth, recognition, power, and status. Well, there's nothing wrong with those. But sisters and brothers, if that's your only focus, then this morning I just stop by to tell you that you've missed the boat, regardless of the size and the model of your boat. While success is adding value to yourself, significance comes when you add value to the lives of others. Significance comes, you see, when you extend yourselves to the least of these. Significance comes, sisters and brothers, when we take time to mentor and guide. Significance comes, you see, when we reach beyond just the ordinary, reach beyond just regular responsibilities, and to see how it is that we are called to go the extra mile, not just for family, but beyond family, so that we can add value to others. We are propelled into significance when we recognize and organize our time and talent and treasure to affect in a positive and transformative way the lives of others. We are propelled into significance, you see, when we are willing to mobilize our purpose and power and platform to affect the lives of others in a positive and transformative way. You move from success to significance, you see, when you know and grow your purpose. When you know and grow your purpose. That's beyond your J-O-B, amen. I'm talking about knowing and growing your purpose. That's beyond your career, you see. I'm talking about knowing and growing your purpose. You see, sisters and brothers, you move from success to significance when you know and you grow your purpose. one of us. You move from success to significance, you see, when you sow and you share your seed to the benefit of others. Oh, sisters and brothers, for such a time as this, we celebrate success. For such a time as this, we acknowledge accomplishment. For such a time as this, we give God thanks and praise for success. But all sisters and brothers, we ought not to let our success be an end in itself. We ought not to be let our success be the only destination we're trying to reach. This morning, I believe that God is inviting us in and through the Great Commission to see how we can move from success to significance. Father Abraham, you see, move from success to significance through obedience. Oh, yes, Queen Esther, you see, she moved from success to significance. Dr. Luke, you see, moved from success to significance. And this text that we have this morning called the Great Commission, it was Jesus inviting his disciples to discern and to discover how to live a life of significance. Because you see, they've now gone through the betrayal of Jesus. They've now gone through the crucifixion. They've now gone through, you see, the resurrection. They've now gone through the assurance that Jesus was raised from the dead. So what next? They prepare themselves in this particular text for the ascension. So what next? And so Jesus is saying to them, you've seen success in me and through me when I raised the dead. You've seen success in me and through me when I enable sight to the blind. You've seen success in me and through me when I said, suffer the little children to come to me. You've seen success in me and through me while I was with that Samaritan woman at the well. You've seen success in me and through me as I sought to be obedient to God's call on my life. But don't let success be where you want to end up. I'm calling you through this Great Commission to move from success to significance. And he's saying that they can achieve this. We can achieve this in the following ways. In the first place, a reorientation of identity. Jesus is trying to tell them that, you see, you're going to have to start looking at yourself differently. You see, identities have been foisted on you. Folk have been trying to tell you who you are. Folk have been trying to put you in a certain box. Folk have been trying to stereotype you. And so because of that, you may have just tried to reach success, but that is not your destination. Significance is your destination. So you're going to have to move beyond the identity that's been foisted on you and see how you can attain a reorientation of your identity. The text shows us how that's possible. It says, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. You see, sisters and brothers, when we have the audacity to see Jesus, it gives us a reorientation of our identity. You see, when we have the courage to see Jesus in the least of these, it changes our identity. When we are able to see Jesus in one another, it changes our identity. That's why I love that song, the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you, and that makes it so easy to love. Why? Because I have recognized the divine in you, and you recognize the divine in me, and as a result of that, humanity and divinity coming together provides us with a reorientation of our identity. Oh, sisters and brothers, how easy that we can identify ourselves with the divine that's within instead of all of the negative stereotypes that come at us from the outside, especially during these crazy days of what's happening in Washington, D.C. Good God Almighty, I believe that God is inviting us into a reorientation of identity. The text says, when they saw Jesus, good God Almighty, I challenge you that as you walk with folk, as you work with folk, as you look at them, before you put any identity on them or categorize them, I hope that you give them the benefit of the doubt that they have the divine that resides within them. The text says when they saw Jesus, they worshiped him. See, worship, you see, has a way of reorienting or giving you a reorientation of your identity. You see, when you're ready to worship God and give God praise, when you're ready to set some time aside and just allow your worship to be manifested in every aspect of your life, not just on Sunday at 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock at 3320 West Adams Boulevard, amen, but to see how on a daily basis, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, amen, I will find a way to just worship God, to just glorify God, to just magnify God. I don't know about you, but it does something to how I look at myself and how I think about myself because of worshiping the divine. It just stirs something, activates something from within that the divine within that connects through my worship with the divine that created me, and it provides me with a reorientation of my identity. Many times we stop at success because somehow, somewhere in our history, somebody foisted an identity of limitation on us, categorized us in a particular box, and that box somehow has become comfortable with us, even though we know it's causing us a lot of pain because we are not living up to our potential, up to our purpose, and up to our powers. Sisters and brothers, we can move from success to significance through a reorientation of our identity that is connected with how we see Jesus and how we worship God. And then Jesus promises us, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit with us every step of the way. We move from success to significance through a reorientation of our identity through, sisters and brothers, in the second place, a redefinition of our ability. This is what Jesus says to them, and I believe says it to each one of us. He says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And I'm about to get ready to transfer this to you. In another translation, he says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And I'm about to transfer this to you. Sisters and brothers, when you see Jesus, good God Almighty, and you have the audacity to worship Jesus, amen, the authority that he has can be transferred to you. And that results in a redefinition, not just a reorientation of your identity, but a redefinition of your ability. Because now you realize that, oh, I may sometimes you can experience a redefinition of your ability, to get over your addiction, of your ability to move towards dignity, of your ability to become what God has intended for you to be, of your ability to move from unemployment to employment, to move into that promotion that God has for you. It is a redefinition of your ability. You can move from success to significance. You can move from good to great. That's why this is called the Great Commission. Amen. Jesus, sick and tired of just some church folk trying to be good folk. Amen. Jesus is looking for some folk that will follow him in greatness, moving us from success to significance, a reorientation of your identity, a redefinition of your ability. And then Jesus makes the promise. And remember, I will be with you always. You ain't in this by yourself. Thirdly, you can move from success to significance through a redirection of your activity. A redirection of what of your activity, what you're doing, what you're getting into. Because you see, you can have the beliefs, amen. But it all boils down to the behavior. You see, because folk don't do what we say, they do what we do. So in the end, you see, it boils down to a redirection of activity. So Jesus redirects the activity as follows. He says, go therefore and invite folk into discipleship. Invite folk into discipleship of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A redirection of our activity. Activity that calls us into motion.
Jesus says, thank you for listening to the Gospel Experience.
Makes me feel like I'm going up one more. Other issues. the second reconstruction that Dr. King and many others led, the future of our democracy depends on us completing the work of a third reconstruction today. End quote. It all goes down, sisters and brothers, to the state of our witness, not just in this community, the state of our witness, not just in this congregation, the state of our witness, not just in the city and county of Los Angeles, but the state of our witness around this country and indeed around the world. With a federal budget that has declared war on the poor, what is the condition of your witness? With a Justice Department that has resurrected the war on drugs, that created the new Jim Crow called the prison industrial complex, what is the witness of your faith? Through his ascension, Jesus issues a call to action. Through his ascension, Jesus issues an invitation to transformation. In the midst of this moral crisis, we find ourselves infected and affected by the twin forces of white supremacy and unchecked corporate greed that have gained newfound power and influence both in state houses across the nation and at the highest level of the federal government. The ascension of Jesus Christ is a call to direct and prophetic action and an invitation to challenge and transform racial injustice and economic inequity. What is the state of your witness? What is the state of your witness when 64 million Americans made less than the living wage? What is the state of witness when millions of children and adults continue to live without access to health care? What is the state of your witness? And our social fabric is stretched thin by widening income inequality, politicians criminalizing the poor, fanning the flames of racism and xenophobia to divide the poor and steal from the poor, to give tax breaks for our rich neighbors and budget increases to a bloated monetary. What is the state of your witness? In the midst of perceived powerlessness and a tarnished witness, Jesus speaks these words of power and possibility. Jesus gives these words for direct action and intersection. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and the ends of the earth. So, sisters and brothers, we can examine the state of our witness by the following three points. In the first place, openness to the power of the Holy Spirit. How open are you to the power of the Holy Spirit? I was curious all this time, wondering why Jesus prefaced that the disciples will be witnesses, and we're going to be witnesses. He prefaced that by, you will receive power.
This is Black Noise Radio Gospel.
It's the people that they've never been with. They want to go and witness the folk that were of a different ethnic background. They were to go and witness the folk that spoke a different language. They were to go and witness that had different values. They were to go and witness the folk that lived in a different place, talked differently, walked differently, lived differently, and because they have been infected and affected by racial bias, because they have been dealing with the tyranny of the Roman Empire,
We have to go on to tell, oh, I
faith for us to be a witness for Jesus Christ. It ain't just about being a witness in your comfort zone, amen. Jesus is saying to his disciples, as he did with them for the 3+ years he was with them, moved them from their comfort zone to the construction zone, amen. Their own zone where they were able to be shaped, where they were able to grow, where they were able to expand their horizons, they were able to broaden their faith, they were able to allow their love of God for others to be expanded, you see, because you see the credibility of your witness, sisters and brothers, lies in its authenticity. Based on your experience, amen, the text says, oh, see and see that the Lord is good. If you haven't faced it, you probably won't be able to witness. The credibility of your witness lies in its authenticity. The capability of your witness lies in its honesty, amen, and the integrity of your witness is embedded in its intersectionality. You know, folks think that that's a new word, you know. I mean, this text talks about intersectionality. Because you see, when you go to Judea and Samaria, you are intersecting with others. Get to know their experiences, try and see how we can facilitate a sense of solidarity with them. And through that solidarity, be able to define a sense of mutuality. And as we find a sense of mutuality through solidarity, we are now able to realize that our destiny is inextricably linked. So Jesus calls us to intersectionality. Our culture, sisters and brothers, might be a port of entry, but Jesus did not call us to allow churches to become cultural outposts. He invites us to allow churches to be missional outposts so that we can be witnesses for God in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. You see, sisters and brothers, we witness not just to the world and the teachings of Jesus, but we witness to the significance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this resurrection, sisters and brothers, was the game changer in Christianity. This commitment is not doubt, regionally, nationally, and globally. Amen. That's why Jesus calls us to facilitate a spirituality of intersectionality. He invites us to see how it is that the God that took is saying to us that we ought not to be limited by our politics, limited by our culture, limited by our class.
Anya, got me way fire. When I know Jeffrey Oyo, you know you got me way fire.
Oh, yeah. Peace and love.